Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We shall begin.
Okay, I'll mute.
We will begin with the L'shem Yichud after the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Kati, Tzerura, Aleph Gimel Yutach Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu, No. Kufrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshei Chudcha, Kivavat Shamrein. Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachamei Sidkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Tzadi Tav Kimmel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata, Et Kuf Bet, Et Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot. Shin Kuf Vav, Tzadi Yud Ta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty by studying a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro, and it's Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhei v'vavhei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'ayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nunei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nuneihu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekutcha Parichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Belei Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga veya kalana tehakulu ovada tikshot inun wikola itzderif be alma. The energy of our current year, 5780, is a revealed aspect of compensation and a concealed aspect of Shefa. And the way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation through studying the verses from the Tanakh that connect to this, both of these energies. Today we will be studying from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 12. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Tishpot Shalom Lanu Ki Gam Kama Seinu Ba'al Talanu. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy that we study. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Witham ti makom le'ami Israel untati vishakam. Tachtav willo yergaz, od willo yosifu. Vene avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each name out loud, or each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heza heza yo ala da la awahe heya yo zalame behe ere yo he kome la awaka layo la wawa pahe heila. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he se se wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu ta. A nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wam he gwa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he, pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re he, me tsa re, wa me be yo, hey, hey, a nu a me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te ala me me be shi la yo he. Anu wa kameta, he he yo, anu da la he wa he mea, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo, he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he, he he wa, nu yo he, ai shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo 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 wa he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. No he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he he be se be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ta ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me hey, la, yo, may, hey, may. The Sadiqim who left today, which is the 16th day of Nisan, the 16th day of Iyar. Rabbi Meir ben Gedalia of Lublin, Rabbi Yisrael Michel Feinstein, and the 8th verse of the Anna Mekoach, we will say in a whisper. Our class today can be found on the unique astrological times link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or on mobile devices, it's usually found at the bottom of the page. When that landing page opens up, scroll down about 70% of the way to where it says preparation for Lag BaOmer. That's one of the handouts we will use today. It's the first one we will start with. And then there's a study material one by the connected to Rav Kluck on Lag BaOmer. We'll start with the one. If we have time, we will do the two. But I will mention to you that this coming Monday night, after our class on the Ari, we will go directly into our long night study on for Lag BaOmer. We will be explaining what is the holiday, how it relates to Pesach Sheni, and many other aspects of a very significant day. The landing page opens up to a handout we started back with Purim. And it's now at the section of Lag BaOmer, and that's where we will start to read after we say the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchitim, Liakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavate, V'Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah, Mitzvah, La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Lag BaOmer, also known as Lag LeOmer amongst the Sephardi Jews, is a Jewish holiday celebrated on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, which occurs on the 18th day of the Hebrew month of Iyar. And this is probably a good time to reconnect to the fact that the Hebrew calendar starts in the evening. So I just announced that the Sadiqim who left this day, the 16th day of Omer, the 16th day of Iyar, started last night, Saturday night, Motzi Shabbat. And tonight, we will connect to this Sadiqim that left on the 17th day of the Iyar. Lag BaOmer is the 18th day, which starts Monday night. And it's very confusing to people. And you have to really concentrate and be aware that the day starts in the evening. whenever we are talking about the day of the month. Continuing to read. According to the Talmud and the Midrash, this day marks the Hilulah, the celebration, and interpreted by some as the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. A Mishnaic sage, meaning he lived in the time of the Mishnah. He was involved in the creation of the Mishnah. Some people will say, so what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a set of teachings compiled as a component, one component of the Talmud. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was a Mishnaic sage, and he was the leading student of Rabbi Akiva in the second century. And the day on which he revealed the deepest secrets of Kabbalah in the form of the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism. In modern Israel, the holiday has evolved to include a commemoration of the Bar Kokhba revolution against the Roman Empire. It also has come to be a significant day in the life of young boys who receive their first haircut on this day after they have reached their third birthday. In fact, I knew one boy whose parents waited until the Lag BaOmer after his third birthday, which came 10 months after his third birthday. He was almost 4 before his hair was cut. And if you know how long a baby's hair can grow in 3 years or 4 years, you can imagine the difference in appearance for this child. Lag BaOmer is Hebrew for the 33rd day of the Omer. According to Gematria, the Hebrew letter Lamed, or L, is equivalent to 30, and Gimel, or G, or J, is equivalent to 3. A vowel sound is conveniently added for pronunciation purposes, and thus 33 is Lag, Lamed Gimel. Some Jews call this holiday Lag LeOmer, which means the 33rd day of the Omer, as opposed to Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day in the Omer. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson writes in his Likutei Schichot that the reason why the day should be called Lag BaOmer and not Lag LeOmer is because the Hebrew words Lag BaOmer, spelled without the vav, have the same gematria as Moshe. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was mystically a spark of the soul of Moses. The biblical mandate to count the Omer appears in Leviticus in chapter 23, verses 15 and 16, which states that it is a mitzvah to count 7 complete weeks from the day after Passover night, ending with the festival of Shavuot on the 50th day. The 49 days of the Omer correspond both to the time between physical emancipation from Egypt and the spiritual liberation of the giving of the Torah at the foot of Mount Sinai on Shavuot, as well as the time between the barley harvest and the wheat harvest in ancient Israel, and even today. There are a number of explanations for why the 33rd day is treated as a special holiday. The Talmud states that during the time of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 of his students died from a divinely sent plague during the counting of the Omer. The Talmud then goes on to say that this was because they did not show proper respect to one another, befitting their level. They begrudged each other the spiritual levels attained by their comrades. Jews celebrate Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the account, to celebrate the end of the death. Although there are few Jewish traditions saying that they stopped dying on this day, the Tosafists cite sources that they died on 33 days scattered throughout the Omer period. So the 33rd day was designated as a celebration. This is the view recorded in the legal code of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. After the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, he taught just five students, among them Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The latter went on to become the greatest teacher of Torah in his generation. The day of Lag BaOmer is also celebrated as the Hilulah, or the Yortzeit of Bar Yochai, who is purported to have authored the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism. According to Jewish tradition, on the day of Bar Yochai's death, he revealed the deepest secrets of the Kabbalah. Rabbi Akiva also revealed these secrets to Rabbi Shimon on this day as well. During the Middle Ages, Lag BaOmer became a special holiday for rabbinical students and was called Scholar's Day. It was customary to rejoice on this day through outdoor sports. There are those who dispute that Lag BaOmer is Bar Yochai's Yartzeit on the basis that it appears that in the original text of Sha'ar HaKavanot by Chaim Vital, Lag BaOmer is referred to as Yom Sichato, the day of his happiness. Those that defend the position that it was the day of his death cite the tradition that on that day, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instructed his students to celebrate this day as a holiday to commemorate the vast amount of mystical teachings which he revealed at that time. The Kabbalistic significance. Lag BaOmer has another significance based on the Kabbalistic custom of assigning a sephirah to each day and week of the Omer count. The first week corresponds to Chesed, the second week to Givurah, and similarly, the first day of each week corresponds to Chesed, the second day to Givurah, etc. to both levels. Thus, the 33rd day, which is the fifth day of the fifth week, corresponds to Hod Shebechod, which is splendor within the week of splendor. Of course, there's many other translations. It could be appreciation within the week of appreciation, or it could be splendor within the week of appreciation, or it could be appreciation within the week of splendor. And I have not completed all of the possibilities. As such, Lag BaOmer represents the level of spiritual manifestation, or Hod, that would precede the more physical manifestation of the 49th day, which is Malchut Sheba Malchut, the kingship within the week of kingship, which immediately precedes the holiday of Shavuot. Thus, Lag BaOmer has a greater potential energy than the revelation of the Torah, since the energy is the same. Yet on Lag BaOmer, the energy is not limited by the physical world's manifestation. If you do not understand this, send me an email with a question, or ask the question now. Just for your information, there was a call coming in that I didn't accept, and I've been known to lose the calls, have the calls drop when that happens, so I was waiting to make sure that we were still connected, which we are. Customs and practices on Lag BaOmer. The tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is in Moron. And the picture on my website is on Moron on Lag BaOmer. While the counting of the Omer is a semi-mourning period, all restrictions of mourning are lifted on this 33rd day of the Omer. As a result, weddings, parties, listening to music, and haircuts are commonly scheduled to coincide with this day among the Ashkenazi Jews. Families go on picnics and outings. Children go out to the fields with their teachers with bows and rubber-tipped arrows. Tachanun, the prayer for special divine mercy on one's behalf, is not said. Because when God is showing one a smiling face, so to speak, as he does on the holidays, there is no need to ask for special mercy. The Sephardi custom is to continue the mourning practices through the 33rd day of the Omer and celebrate on the 34th day of the Omer. There are some communities that start the counting of the 33 days on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. This is not to limit the joy and happiness that remains from the holiday of Pesach. The Kabbalists keep the mourning practice all through the 49 days. And this is due to the 49 days are a period of harsh judgment. The other communities indicate that the Hilulah of Lag BaOmer modifies the strict judgment. My practice is to follow what the Kabbalists teach. Bonfires. Israeli boys collect wood for a Lag BaOmer bonfire. The most well-known custom of Lag BaOmer is the lighting of bonfires throughout Israel and worldwide, wherever religious Jews can be found. In Los Angeles, the Jewish community congregates at a particular beach and builds a community bonfire where all Jewish traditions meet: Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, Renewal, and many others. I'm not sure if they're having it this year or not because of the plague, but it will return in the coming years. In Moron, the burial place of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Rabbi Eliezer, hundreds of thousands of Jews gather throughout the night and the day to celebrate with bonfires, with torches, with song, and with feasting. This was a special request by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai of his students. Some say that as Bar Yochai gave spiritual light to the world with the revelation of the Zohar, bonfires are lit to symbolize the impact of his teachings. As his passing left such a light behind, many candles and/or bonfires are lit. This tradition also relates to the story in the Zohar about his passing, where it is written that a fire surrounded his house on the Hilulah and only allowed his son, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Abba into the house. Also, Rabbi Yossi, who passed at the same time for a different reason. Rabbi Shimon served as guarantor for additional length of life for Rabbi Yossi. Thus, when Rabbi Shimon left, Rabbi Yossi also needed to leave. The B'nai Yetzirah, a great sage who is called by the name of his most famous sefer, cites another reason for the lighting of bonfires. On the day of his death, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Now it is my desire to reveal secrets. The day will not go to its place like any other, for this entire day stands within my domain." Daylight was miraculously extended until Rabbi Shimon had completed his final teaching and passed. This symbolized that all light is subservient to spiritual light, and particularly to the primeval light contained within the mystical teachings of the Torah. As such, the custom of lighting fires symbolizes this revelation of powerful spiritual light. At the tomb of Rabbi Shimon, the honor of lighting the main bonfire traditionally goes to the Rebbes of the Boyaner dynasty. This privilege was purchased by Rabbi Avraham Yaakov Friedman, the first Sadigura Rebbe, from the Sephardi guardians of Meron and Safed. The Sadigura Rebbe bequeathed this honor to his eldest son, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman, the first Boyaner Rebbe, and his progeny. The first lighting is attended by hundreds of thousands of people annually. In 2001, the crowd was estimated at 300,000. In recent years, the crowd is estimated to be closer to 500,000. Also in recent years, the guardians have given control of the events to more machmir, to more religious people. They are very strict about the mixing of sexes during the event. This sometimes bothers people, but it is controlled by the same organization type people as the Western Wall. There has not developed anything like the organization of the Women of the Wall, if you are familiar with them. In 1983, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Horowitz, the second Bostoner Rebbe, reinstated a century-old tradition among Bostoner Hasidim to light a bonfire near the grave of Rabbi Akiva in Tiberias on Lag BaOmer night. The tradition had been abandoned due to murderous attacks on the participants in that isolated location. After the bonfire, the Rebbe delivered a Devar Torah, gave blessings, and distributed shirayim, songs. Later that same night, the Rebbe cut the hair of three-year-old boys for their ushbizirin. According to Zionist ideology, the bonfires are said to represent the signal fires that the Bar Kokhba rebels lit on the mountaintops to relay messages, or are in remembrance of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Romans, who had forbidden the kindling of fires that signaled the start of Jewish holidays. This is where we will leave this handout and start reading from the second handout I mentioned from Rav Cook. This is an essay by Rav Cook on Lag BaOmer. The title is The Torah of Rashbi, and Rashbi is the diminutive Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's R for Rabbi, Shin for Shimon, Bet for Bar, and Yud for Yochai. Amazingly enough, not everyone needs to pray. Those whose full-time occupation is learning Torah, such as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his colleagues, should interrupt their studies to recite the Shema, but not for the Amidah prayer. My commentary. This is not only amazing, yet one also needs to realize that this teaching reinforces the Kabbalistic teaching that everything is relative to the tikkun of the individual souls. This statement is quite surprising. Does not prayer fulfill a basic spiritual need? True, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a great scholar who completely immersed himself in Torah study. But why should he be exempt from prayer? Rav Kook's explanation in the book Olat Re'iya helps us understand the function of prayer and the mechanics of its role in our spiritual growth. Theoretical and practical. The sages used an interesting phrase to describe the full-time Torah scholars. Their Torah is their umanut, their art, or their craft. In what way is Torah study likened to a craft? A craft is a skill based on specialized wisdom and knowledge and practice. However, it is not enough just to learn the theory. The craftsman also needs practical training in order to perfect his art. However, there are unusual individuals who are so talented that they fall under the category of one who just sees an art and acquires the skill. Using only their mental powers, they are able to acquire the necessary practical skill. One example of such a gifted artist was Bezalel. He was blessed with a unique divine spirit that enabled him to create all of the beautiful and intricate tabernacle vessels solely on the basis of their theoretical specifications, without needing to resort to apprenticeship and experimentation. The art of Torah. The Torah may also be described as a theoretical wisdom that needs to be actualized on a practical level. It is not enough just to study about kindness and integrity and holiness. The basis for our good deeds and holy service is when we succeed in integrating the highest perceptions of divine ideals into our lives. It is precisely in this transformation from theory to practice that prayer plays a crucial role. Prayer reaches out to our emotions and our feelings. Because emotions have a stronger impact on actions than abstract thought, prayer enables us to realize our ethical principles in our day-to-day lives. Our prayers for enlightenment, for forgiveness, redemption, and so on, awaken deep yearnings for these eternal values. Prayer softens the heart and prepares us to actualize those concepts of morality and holiness acquired in Torah study. Earnest prayer prepares us to become skilled artists of kindness and integrity. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, however, was a special case. His absorption of Torah was profound and all-encompassing. The impact of his Torah studies was so powerful, and he was so innately attuned to internalize every teaching of holiness and goodness, that he did not need prayer in order to refine his emotions. His Torah study alone was enough to stamp its spiritual images deeply on his heart and his soul. He was like the gifted individual who just sees an art and acquires the skill. Rabbi Shimon was gifted in his Torah study like Bezalel, was blessed in his craftsmanship. For this reason, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and scholars like him are exempt from prayer. Their Torah study alone is enough to serve as the foundation for the practical application of their craft. My commentary on this essay. This teaching is truly important. The importance is in understanding the statement, Torah is an art. There's a handout titled Stories for Lag BaOmer. It's available on the Unique Astrological Times link. It contains a wonderful story, among others, of Rabbi Shimon's wisdom, and it comes from the Zohar. I'm not going to read it, but I'm suggesting you read it prior to Monday night's study. Does anyone have any questions? As our class is complete, we have two more classes today. One is at 3 o'clock, which is advanced reincarnation. One is at 4:30, which is the counting of the Omer. Tomorrow we have three classes plus a long night study. So I recommend you get a good night's sleep and if possible to take a nap Monday afternoon. But our classes on Monday at 11 a.m. West Coast time. All of the times, class times I've set up till now are West Coast times. At 11 a.m. West Coast time, we will have another class in our Principles of Kabbalah. This class will be about the 72 names of God. At 4:30 on Monday, we will have a deep Zohar class where we will be beginning section 8 of the Parasha of Vayera. And at 7 o'clock West Coast time, we begin our study for the all-night or long-night session for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Lag BaOmer. Are there any questions? I bid you all a beautiful week. Shavuot Tov. Chag Sameach with the holidays of Lag BaOmer. And bid you to continue to work on your midot, your character traits, to improve your soul and achieve more and greater amounts of your tikkun. Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.